Saturday morning. How are you? It is Trina Mara. It is Something for the Weekend, and Aoife Corley is back from ReproMed. And today we're talking all about nutrition and fertility in a fertility mini series. So, how important is nutrition? I mean, if you're somebody who doesn't eat great, and you're a bit of a junk food addict, does that really have an effect on fertility?
It does. Now, having said that, we all know people who have the most unhealthiest of lifestyles in the world who've conceived. But if you are trying to conceive and if you are struggling, diet is one thing that you can kind of have a look at and see if you can make little tweaks in it for yourself to maybe improve your chances.
Okay. Does being overweight impede your chances?
Overweight importantly does. You know, women who are overweight, they tend to have higher levels of something called leptin, which can actually disrupt the hormonal balance. So even women who are, you know, getting periods every month, regular menstrual cycles, ovulation may actually be affected by weight, because it is a hormonal balance that needs to be made. And poor diet can actually play havoc with hormones, which can, of course, lead to those ovulatory issues.
Okay. And even if it's only, you know, like a stone or not that much overweight, would that have an effect as well?
It can. It will be far less. Like, you're talking about women who are proper in a BMI category of obesity would have far more struggles than someone who's maybe about a stone or so overweight.
So then talk to me, what kind of foods are good ones to have when you're trying to get pregnant, and are there ones that are kind of a no-no?
So essentially, like anything, if you're kind of looking at losing weight, or if you're kind of looking at a healthy diet, it's similar to any sort of healthy diet that's recommended. High in unsaturated fats, that's like your extra virgin olive oil and your good fats, your avocados, things like that. Whole grains, and then taking in as much kind of natural folic acid from leafy green veg and omegas from some portions of fish a week. All of that will be very good for the diet.
Then when it comes to the men as well, is it important for them to be not overweight and have a good diet?
Absolutely. Lifestyle is a huge factor when it comes to sperm production and sperm quality. So if a man is overweight and has been for a while, his sperm tends to be of poorer quality than, say, if he did lose weight and became a healthy weight again. So it's really important to look at the male diet as well as the female diet for fertility.
Okay, that's really interesting. God, you wouldn't even think about that, would you, when you're trying to get pregnant, you know, little things like that. And then when you mentioned there the folic acid, very important as well if you're thinking about having a baby, isn't it?
So important. And it can have neural tube defects, and it can help other hormonal issues as well. So if you are trying to conceive, we would recommend you take the standard folic acid dose of at least 400 micrograms every day.
Okay. Thanks so much, Aoife. And if we want to get in touch for more information from ReproMed, how can we do that?
We have our website, which is www.repromed.ie. If you go on there, you can fill out a patient triage form and one of our coordinators will be back in touch with you.
Super. Thanks so much, Aoife. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.